This is the fifth week on our teaching series of What is Prayer? And of course, we've been going through the Westminster Confession of Faith's larger catechism for this. Before I get to our question today, I want to just remind us of a few certain points that we are to be thinking of when we are considering prayer and as we study it. So prayer is to be rooted in the Word of God, and having knowledge of God is necessary for right prayer. We are to know God's precepts and His ordinances, and that helps us to be aligned with His thoughts, and so they can become our thoughts. Knowing that we are to pray to God and God only, we are also to pray in Christ's name only. And also, the Spirit helps us to pray with understanding for whom and what we are to pray for, or how our prayer is to be made. So, having the help of the Holy Spirit, we have a clearer understanding and directions for our prayers, especially when we study God's Scripture, His Word, and as we apply our lives to that. Last week, we had studied question 183, which is for whom we are to pray. And so this week, we will cover question 184, again, in the Westminster Confession of Faith's larger catechism. So if you'd all like to follow along, question 184. For what things are we to pray? Answer. We are to pray for all things tending to the glory of God, the welfare of the church, our own or others' good, but not for anything that is unlawful. So, going back to the first part of this answer here, we are to pray for all things tending to the glory of God. We have the footnote taking us to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Now, this was the manner in which Christ gave to his disciples to pray in the beginning of teaching them the Lord's Prayer. Now, he's not telling them explicitly that they're to pray exactly like this every time they pray and also when we pray, but the proposition should be at the very least an underlying thought to our prayers and for our motives. God is to be glorified in all that we do, and to have brevity, order, and a purposeful way in our prayers is a good thing. God's name is hallowed and deserving of all honor and respect from us as His people. So we are to pray to the Father, the first person in the Trinity, who is the Father of all men by creation, and in partial reverential fear of Him and secure boldness as one of His elect, all in Christ's name. So as we pray to God in this manner, we are to pray for His church and that God would extend His kingdom in the world. So going on, we are to pray also for the welfare of the church. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Also in the footnotes, Psalm 51:18, "Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, build your walls of Jerusalem." And Psalm 122, verse 6, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee." So going through each of these ideas that is presented here, in these examples of Scripture, we have the idea of praying for the success of the gospel, both among the Jews and among the Gentiles, and also for the conversion of God's elect, for those that have not yet converted and had the Holy Spirit come down upon them, we are to pray. We're also to pray for the destruction of that which opposes His church, that which is, of course, the kingdom of Satan. Going back to Psalm 51, verse 18, Zion is meant as the church, and the good to be done is that glorious things be said about the church of Christ that is to come. We are to pray for its increase in numbers, and the kingdoms of the world becoming the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus Christ. So with all of this, the walls of Jerusalem will be built. Now, these might not be literal walls every single time, as we will have churches raised up, of course, buildings being built, but these are the church of God, the walls, the spiritual house being built by true believers. So with the praying for the walls of the Jerusalem to be built up, we are also to pray for its peace of the church, for its peace within the walls, for the spiritual and heavenly Jerusalem that is being raised. With that peace, those that love God's church, those that love Christ, the saints, and God's laws and ordinances, we are to pray that they too are included in the granting of peace and a prosperity and continued growth in the knowledge of God's truth. So going back, we are to also pray for our own good. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So, as we know, as mankind is by nature fallen and corrupt, we know how even those fallen men can take good care of their children. They know what they need to be cared for and what they need when they are hungry. So how much more possible or able is God, the incorruptible and perfect will that he has? How much more is he able to give abundant help and blessings to his children? God being omniscient and omnipotent, who knows all people and the needs and desires of his children and what is best for them, is the one and the only who can do so perfectly. That is our God. So these good things, they're not only the temporal good things such as meat, drink, clothing, shelter, but all good things, all things that are spiritual as well. These spiritual things are the things that are pertaining to life and godliness. These things must be inquired of and sought after, and it is our duty as saints to ask for them. We are to desire after them, and for our benefit and for our furthering of our sanctification, to be a holy and acceptable sacrifice to God. So, also in the answer, we have the good of others, as the footnote takes us to Psalm 125, verse 4. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. So as I have already stated, and as we already do know, we are not good by God's standards. So those that be good, as are mentioned in this verse, are those that have had the work of God's grace already begun in them and in their lives. It is those that have the Spirit of God and the Word of God in them that the psalmist here prays. So we too are to pray for those that have an integrity and a sincerity in their hearts to follow after God. They may not be able to proclaim that, you know, before men always, but before God they are upright in their hearts. And so we are to pray for those men that do those things that we cannot see. And finally, we are to not pray for anything that is unlawful. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So of course, this is the positive. This is according to his will, but also with this, we are not to pray for the things that are opposite of his will. It is to God, through the Son of God, that men can come before him and give their petitions. So we should have confidence to come to his throne of grace and ask of these things. It is God that gives us the liberty and the freedom to petition to him and be assured of being heard and to be answered. To ask for anything according to the will of God is to ask in a way that is agreeable to his purposing and his providence. We are to pray for those who are both with God and without God, because no man can certainly be known to be a reprobate, but we should pray in the sense that it be done in God's time, if it is his holy will to bring them to his throne. So we as Christians have an exceeding amount of great and precious promises that are treasured up for our benefit And so we are to ask for those blessings to be bestowed upon us in a manner that is agreeable to God's holy will. All of our petitions, they should be made in faith, fervency, and uprightness and reverence. We should have a humility and a submission to God's divine will in our prayers, and our expectation is that they will be granted according to His infinite wisdom and in His own way. Of course, His own way being the best way. So, let us continue growing in our habit of prayer, praying for that which is God, which is just godly and agreeable to Him. We should pray, we should continue to grow in that way to reach out to God who is holy, infinitely wise, and also through our Lord Jesus Christ.